What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early,
good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins.
Yes.
To the line.
Yes.
And it is.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins.
Goal.
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Okay, Clemson, listen to this. Probable versus Duke tomorrow. Clemson baseball schedule release. Matt Rhule gets an extension at Nebraska. And Scott Woodward out as the AD at LSU. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, October 31st, 2025. Happy Halloween. You know, I love it. One of the best days of the year. A lot to do today. It's going to be a beautiful day today, a beautiful day in Death Valley tomorrow. Going to get you ready for a great weekend. We'll do it with Scott Reimer at 7:05, Josh Williams at 7:25, ReedyLanco.com at 7:45, and a chance we get Roy Philpott from LaGuardia on his way to Boston to call Notre Dame and Boston College tomorrow. So a busy show, a lot to get into, a crazy world in sports, and the guy that will guide us through it, the play-by-play voice last night for high school football, and the jack-of-all-trades, Sam Jones. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Happy Halloween. It's your favorite day of the year.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I've been up now for an hour, and I've not had a Heath bar yet.
Yeah.
So it's not a good day yet. But how was your game last night?
It was great. Honestly, it went very quickly.
Yeah.
Which, not saying I appreciated that, but there have been some that have gone very long this year.
Yeah, broadcast was like quick.
This felt like a pretty college-y high school game in the sense that both teams were very effective running the ball. There wasn't a ton of penalty yardage. There were turnovers in this game, like the defenses showed up to play. The final score was 21-7. So it was a low-scoring one. We've had a lot of barn burners this year. I enjoyed getting to call a rock fight. For the last game of the year, I thought it was Nick and I's best call. So that was you like to end. You like to end on a high note, and we think we did that. Westside's really good. They're not the same type of team they've been the last few years, where Cutter Woods can just air the ball out and get whatever he wants. But his little brother's okay. Bear's not bad, and he's only a freshman. And their defense is legit. So that team, which has won 25 region titles, I believe, is going to probably pop off another one possibly here in the playoffs. They are very, very good.
Good. Great win. Glad to hear that. Rest of your Thursday, good. Mine was good. I went yesterday and had a very nice dental appointment. Teeth feel great. Got cleaned and said my teeth look awesome. Glad to hear that. Got fit for a new set of irons. Man, I can't wait to tell you about these irons. Oh, mama. And maybe new wedges, new drivers in the bag here pretty soon, too. So I'll tell you all about that later. But it's a good day. Drake and Al are awesome. They're getting ready for Halloween today. Got a big weekend planned. Going to go to the game tomorrow and all that. It's going to be awesome. And the weather's going to cooperate. It looks like this Chamber of Commerce weather. So it's going to be awesome. Segment two today, Sambo. What do we have in plan?
There's nothing scarier than talking about a Clemson football game on Halloween. And that is what we're going to do. We're going to do a little bit of a preview about Duke. I want to hear what your keys to the game are. I want to hear what you think we need to do going into this game. Even though you're 3-4, what are the takeaways that you can take either way, win or loss, from this one?
All right.
And I want to Kind of gauge how you're feeling about it going in.
All right, I have one major key for the game. You want it now? You want me to save it for Delvin when he calls?
Let's save it for Delvin because I know he's going to call.
There is one thing I want to see tomorrow. And we'll talk about it.
Segment two on Fridays is kind of like me and Delvin's split segment because I know he's going to call and I know what he's going to ask. Yeah. So it works out well.
I'm telling you, I have the single biggest key to tomorrow's game that nobody else has. We'll talk about it. Speaking of 3-4 Clemson, 4-3 Duke tomorrow at noon in Death Valley. Cade Klubnik has his ankle injury. He's listed as probable for tomorrow, which is higher than a 50% chance of playing. Elijah Thurman listed as out. Offensive tackle Tristan Lee was not on the report this week after leaving the field on a cart last week. Colin Sadler is listed as out. So it looks like Lee's going to play. And Sadler out, Thurman out. And so we'll see Cade Klubnik. It sounds like we'll see Cade Klubnik tomorrow. Duke starting quarterback Kamari Robinson listed as questionable. That's the biggest one for Duke tomorrow. Clemson baseball announces their schedule, and there's some interesting parts of this schedule. I love the fact that they're opening up at home versus Army. I think that's fantastic. Then you get Charlotte, Bryant, Presbyterian. The South Carolina series this year, February 27th, 28th, and March the 1st, and that's in Columbia, at South Carolina, neutral site in Columbia, and then the Sunday game in Clemson. They go to Greenville for Michigan State. They get LaSalle. You get Georgia Southern down at North Augusta, taking it on the road for a neutral site game. You get Georgia Tech here for three. That's here for three. They go to Charleston, College of Charleston. They go to the Citadel back-to-back games. That's good for the Chokes in Charleston. And they have Coastal at home, Miami at home. They play a non-conference game against Wake Forest in Charlotte. That's interesting. Stanford out in California. They also play Santa Clara out there, which is interesting while they're out there. North Carolina comes here. Charlotte, they go to Charlotte to play Charlotte. Go to Charlottesville after that. USC Upstate comes here. They go to Louisville, host Boston College. They go down to Conway, host Florida State. And then they go to USC Upstate and Spartanburg and then go to Virginia Tech. So Clemson this year, it's a weird schedule. I'll get Eric Backus to come on and talk about it. You get neutral site with South Carolina, neutral site with Michigan State, neutral site with Georgia Southern. You go to Charleston for a couple. You go to Charlotte for a neutral site game with Wake Forest. And you get you go to USC Upstate over in Spartanburg, and you go to Coastal Carolina. So you're taking it all over the state. Clemson's playing in Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Augusta, Columbia, all these games. It's a great schedule. Can't wait. Looking forward to that. I did not watch Ravens and Dolphins last night. We had company last night. Didn't watch this one. Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6. This was Lamar Jackson back, 18 of 23, 204, four touchdowns, no picks, ran for 14 yards. Dolphins aren't very good. Ravens haven't been, but with him back now. Is that the key now? Is it? They lost because he was out?
Yeah, I think they're going to steamroll to the top of the division here. All right. I think they're going to win the division by the end of the year with a game or two to spare.
How does this affect Clemson, Georgia, everybody else? Well, everybody wants Todd Monken back as offensive coordinator. He's with the Ravens right now. Is he going to get a head job in the NFL? Is he going to get a coordinator's job in the NFL? Is he coming back to college?
I think he's right where he's going to be. I don't see why they would let him go. I don't see really why he would leave, but you never know. Yeah. If the guy wants to itch for a college job, he could always come back, but getting to coach Lamar Jackson every year isn't a bad gig.
Yeah, as long as he's healthy.
He kind of does your job for you.
Right. Coastal Carolina, 44-27 win over Marshall.
With glow-in-the-dark uniforms, I may add.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. They had a lot of gimmicks going last night. Midweek Coastal is a pretty fun place to be.
I like it. The star, not quite as shiny this morning on John Sumrall.
Man.
Texas San Antonio thumps Tulane, 48-26.
Luke McCown was 31 of 33. I mean, they just absolutely torched him through the air.
Tonight you get Sam Houston, Louisiana Tech, 8 o'clock CBS Sports Network, Tar Heels and Syracuse in the Dome, 7:30 ESPN, and you get Memphis over Rice, 7 o'clock ESPN2. A bunch of games tomorrow we'll talk about. How about the news out of Baton Rouge yesterday? Scott Woodward out as athletic director at LSU.
Shocking.
I mean.
Well, after the public profession of faith from his governor, I mean, I was expecting a contract extension personally. No, I mean, why wouldn't he quit? I would have quit 5 minutes after the conference ended.
Man. Scott Ballard, my buddy, Scott Ballard, LSU Board of Supervisors chair, said, quote, we thank Scott for the last 6 years of service as athletic director. We had a lot of success at LSU. We wish him nothing but the best in the future. Our focus now is on moving the athletic department forward and best positioning LSU to achieve its full potential. You know, when you're on as many boards as Scott Ballard's on, you get to write prepared statements like that.
Did you see Scott Ballard come out yesterday and say, yeah, I didn't know I was making the hire?
Yeah. Yeah, the governor says he's making the hire, and he's like, oh, I didn't know that. Well, they got him. I'm telling you, man, the state of Louisiana is an absolute crazy political world, but they love it, man. They absolutely love it. So we'll see. Woodward, I didn't think, I guarantee you this, when Woodward, when LSU had a 15-14 lead at halftime against A&M last week, I bet Woodward and Brian Kelly didn't think they'd be out before the next game was played in Baton Rouge. That's crazy to think about.
You never know, man. You just never know.
You never do. Matt Rhule gets an extension. This is, first of all, Nebraska likes Matt Rhule. They would have liked him not to get pounded a couple of weeks ago. They like Matt Rhule. They think he's on the right rebuilding stage. I'm pretty sure he's kind of rebuilding as well. They are currently 6-2. They didn't like the way they got just punked at Minnesota, but they also didn't like the fact that maybe Penn State might have been calling. So with that said, they went ahead and just wrapped him up. You can take him off the table now. There's thoughts at Penn State right now that Mike Elko might be a candidate. So I'll ask you, if you're Mike Elko and, you know, you kind of cut your teeth up in the Northeast, he was at Penn for a while. He was at Fordham, at Hofstra. So he's kind of been in the Northeast a little bit. He was born in Jersey. He actually graduated from Penn. So going back home to Pennsylvania, no ties to Penn State. But if you're Mike Elko, do you take the hippopotamus to Penn State, or would you rather A&M?
Do you yearn to go home or not? I mean, that's the question. I would say he's got a pretty good situation going on at A&M right now.
Yeah.
That's one of the best teams in the country, probably the third best team in the country right now. Look at their schedule. They're going to make the playoff. Looking ahead, they're going to be a contender in the playoff as well with how well they've played this year. They can consistently recruit at a higher level than just about anybody in the country down there with the resources if Elko gets that done himself, and that falls on him and the coaching staff. I don't really see it as an upgrade at all.
To me, here's the thing.
If he wants to go home, though, it would make some sense. It would be a heck of a hire for Penn State if they could land him. I don't think that's going to happen, though.
Can you agree with me that A&M is going to have more resources?
Anybody in Texas is going to have a lot of resources.
All right. Can you, on the other side of it, can you agree with me that there is a little less resistance, especially in state, because you got Texas, you got Texas Tech down in big players. There's a little less resistance. You got to beat Ohio State, you got to beat Michigan, and you got to beat Oregon, but you don't have to beat as many in the SEC, so you get a little less resistance at Penn State.
I think at Penn State you're going to get a little bit of resistance either way because of James Franklin's inability to beat one of those big teams. At the end of the day, they fired him because he couldn't beat anybody meaningful in their eyes. So the next coach is going to be expected to come in and do that, and I would imagine if they can't, it will yet again be a pretty short leash.
Yeah.
The same way it was for Brian Kelly at LSU, because the expectation and the bar has been raised a lot now from Franklin. It was kind of a catch-22 for him. Yeah, you raised the bar a lot there, but that also means you have to go up and climb it. So Franklin wasn't able to do that. The next coach is going to have to. So I don't think it will be Elko. I think he should stay at A&M personally. But if he wants to go home or go closer to home, you can't do better up in that region than Penn State.
Interesting stuff. Can't wait to see it. Looking forward to what all these jobs and how it all works out. So let's take our first break. We'll come back. When we do, we're going to talk Clemson, Duke, and Sam Jones in segment two. And Delvin, if you call in, I'll give you the key, though. One key. No one's telling me what the key is. I'm telling you what the biggest key to tomorrow's game is.
The key is to call the touchdown plays.
Well, yeah, you got to call touchdown plays. Yeah, for sure. But I'll give you the biggest key that nobody's mentioned. All right, I do want to tell you about my awesome friends at Trail. So we wanted, we are in the process of thinking about a remodel at our home. And remember, I've always talked to Trail that if they can't help you, they can find somebody who will. So Trail suggests another company because we got a really, really small job and what they're trying to do right now with Trail Tailored Homes and the time frame, and it wasn't going to work out for us, but they gave it to somebody else. And that's what I'm talking about with what Will does. It took plenty of time to explain things to my wife and look at things. So I love that, man. I love what they do. I love Trail. I love being branded with Trail. And so when it comes to commercial, faith-based, industrial, multifamily, healthcare, education, municipality, adaptive reuse, nonprofit, or Trail Tailored Homes, think about it. Think about what they do and why they're different. I mean, you're going to get a collaborative effort. You're going to have a culture that's unbelievable. You're going to have the knowledge is going to be parlayed to you. You're going to have this great communication back and forth. You're going to be involved in these decisions. They're going to save you money. It's going to be done on time. It's going to be done on budget. And you're going to have a great relationship with these people when it's all said and done, to the point where a lot of people say, man, I wish Trail wasn't gone now because we just kind of like being with Trail every day. Think about the better building experience. Schedule a discovery session. See if it's best for you. TREHEL.com 800-319-7006. Short break. Segment two after this.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street. Fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low. Ace Plumbing's the name everybody knows. Ace Honco.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
It's bow time. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. We're talking crispy chicken, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings to feed your crew faster than you could say touchdown. Let Bojangles do the cooking. Order your tailgate today.
It's bow time.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Sam, a very serious question. When Michael Jackson wrote Thriller on sheets of paper and the lyrics, does he put in, and how do you spell?
It's the best ad lib there ever was.
I love it. So that's ad lib.
It's the best one.
It's not on a sheet of paper.
It might be, but whatever he did, it worked.
ECK? Is that what you say there? ECK?
Yeah, probably.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us.
Tee-hee.
I mean, seriously, how do you spell?
That one's easy. Tee-hee. T-E-E.
Okay. All right.
It gets the job done.
My friends at Ingles, I love it. We're going to tailgate all weekend long. We're going to have an unbelievable thing going at the house with football and with Halloween, and it's going to be awesome weather, so we can't wait. And I'm looking at a bunch of specials right now. This is, you know, everybody's got to – their favorites, but you know what, Ingles, they've got it all for you. I've got to go get my vanilla cream sodas for the weekend. Can't wait for that. But we'll load up and we'll get the grilling material. I'm gonna be grilling hot dogs tonight for the fam. Got the in-laws in town and all that, so it's gonna be a great Halloween for us. So go by Ingles and get it done right and get it for the weekend. If you're leaving right now, if you're gonna think about coming up for the Clemson game tomorrow, then fill up at your local Ingles too and save on that Ingles Advantage card and save on that gas. You're going to love our great friends over at Ingles. Segment two with Mr. Sam Jones.
Nothing scarier on Halloween than talking about the 2025-26 Clemson Tigers football team. I understand that this team is underperforming significantly, but this is a pretty big game this weekend, I feel like. You've got a pretty good chance to get to six wins still and get to a bowl game, which I know a lot of us don't care, but I'm sure the players would like to be able to play in a final game if they get a chance. Duke is very good. I know the record doesn't indicate that they are as dangerous as they actually are, but they are unbelievably tough offensively to stop. And Clemson is going to have their work cut out for them against Darian Mensah this weekend. There's a very real argument, Mickey, that Darian Mensah is the best quarterback in the entire country. If you want to make that argument, I'm not going to disagree with you. He's very good. He stands in the pocket. He's comfortable making throws to every single quadrant of the field. He can throw underneath. He can throw deep. He can run a little bit, although it's not his game. And he will pretty much pick you apart no matter what you do. So that leads me to the question, Mickey. How in the world do you slow that man down? Because that's going to be the focus going to this game. Duke will give you points. You will score some points in this game. Cade Klubnik is back. Your offense should operate at a pretty decent clip against not-so-great defense that does not tackle well. How do you stop Darian Mensah, who does not care where he's playing, what time it is, or who he is playing against?
You don't stop him, but you make him earn every single yard. You always punish the skill. Like, you got to hit him. You got to make be a factor with him physically. But you got to make him earn every yard. You don't give up any cheapies. You know, SMU had the big cheapie, the long touchdown pass, 70-yard touchdown pass. You can't give up those. You got to make him move chains and make him matriculate, and you don't give him the cheap one through all that. But you're not going to stop him. You got to mix coverages. They can't mix coverages too much because they can't play man. And so you got to tackle after the catch, limit the yards after the catch, and he's going to get his. But this comes down to, you got to outscore him. And if you're going to beat Duke this year, that's one of the ways you got to do it.
You could go through the entire sheet for Duke offensively and struggle to find something they're not great at on that side of the ball. They're 26th in the country on
EPA
per dropback. I mean, they start with good field position. They are very good on first and second down. They're very good on third and fourth down. 28th in the country on third and fourth down success. Defensively, however, they struggle to tackle at times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it gets them in trouble on third down especially and fourth down especially. Can Clemson control the time of possession a little bit and slow Mensah down and keep this from turning into a track meet? Which I don't think they would win in their current state this year. They didn't win one against SMU in a game that turned into one in the second half. And can they force a turnover or two? If they can do those two things at home, I think they win the football game. But that's easier said than done against Duke.
I'll tell you this. Duke, in the two games they scored under 27 points, they turned it over five times against Illinois. And Georgia Tech played keep away. And Georgia Tech, they did force one turnover. But they found ways to shut them down, make them settle for field goals, kind of a thing. That's a big key tomorrow too. Is you gotta hold them to field goals in the red zone, because they're very efficient. But as that field shortens up, you got to make him three rather than seven, kind of a thing. But that's what Georgia Tech kind of did in their game. But you got to answer too. Like, you got to move the ball down the field, so the offense has to answer Duke's offense.
Something that worries me a little bit about Clemson and Duke here is you have a very patchwork offensive line going into this game, and for all the problems that Duke does have at times defensively, they are 16th in the country in pressure rate. They're going to get home pretty consistently.
Yeah.
Cade Klubnik has been very fidgety under pressure this year.
Yeah.
He is going to be under duress in this game. Can the patchwork five guys in front of him keep him upright? And if the pocket does break down, do we get the Cade Klubnik last year that was very solid, rolling out and making plays with his feet and trusting his arm in situations where he's not operating out of a clean pocket? Or are we going to get early season this year, Cade Klubnik, where he doesn't look like he's ever played football when he's forced to roll out right? How quickly will he bail out of the pocket? Will he trust himself if he gets into a situation in the second quarter where he's already been sent heavy pressure a couple times? I worry a little bit about that as well. Duke's got some problems defensively. They struggle to tackle at times. They struggle to get off the field. But they're going to get pressure on Klubnik, and this offensive line is going to allow quite a bit of it.
I don't think that I still want to see the ankle, right? Because if his ankle is bad, then you will see him having to get rid of it sooner. He won't be a sitting duck back there. But they'll have to get the quick throw game. And then I don't think he's going to be a factor in the run game. I think you're talking about his ankle not being 100%. And if it was 100%, he would have practiced all week, wouldn't have been on the report, and he'd have been playing. But now it's just probable rather than that. So I think the ankle, and you mentioned without Thurman, without Sadler, kind of a banged-up offensive line this time of year. I think and Manny Diaz is a pressure guy. Right, he's going to pressure. So those things will add to it. So what happens there is your pressure release stuff. This is where Moore has to make plays. This is where Tyler Brown has to make plays. This is where Antonio Williams has to make plays. I know Clemson fans don't want to see it, but the quick throw game, the screen game.
Take a guess, and I'm glad you brought this up because I was going right here. Take a guess where Duke is in the country on yards after catch defensively. And this goes back to not being able to tackle very well.
I'm going
to
say 88.
121st.
Yeah.
The key to this game offensively for Clemson, especially with a quarterback on a bum ankle, get the ball out immediately. Get it to your fast receivers in space.
Yeah.
Drags, screens, crossers. get them open in the middle of the field and get them into space, Williams, Moore, Brown, I don't care who's out there, and try and make Duke tackle you.
Yeah,
that's the consistent key here. You're not going to have a ton of deep shots develop against Duke. They're pretty good on deep balls. Can you get them underneath? That's how you win on the offensive side of the ball. And it's an extension of your run game. It opens up Adam Randall.
Yep. Randall out of the backfield, catch the football as well. And Smith maybe on some, you know, the quick throw game is also one of those deep fades where he, you know, the three-step drop and get rid of it and throw the ball, put a lot of air up underneath it to protect Cade Klubnik and protect that ankle a little
bit. Builds comfort.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then you got to play even like in a special team. So I mentioned turnovers. You know, in the Illinois game, they give up 5 turnovers to Illinois, 5-0. And in the Georgia Tech game on the opening series, they're driving for a touchdown, and they give up a scoop and score from 90 yards, 95 yards scoop and score. So you got to do those things. You got to find a way to create something on defense. And they couldn't do it against SMU. But somehow, some way, you got to get an edge. You got to find a way on defense to create something. And, again, field goals, holding them that, and then create a turnover, a big play somehow, some way. We sound like they're playing the doggone LSU, the 2019 LSU team.
I mean, it's really...
Duke is 4-3.
I mean, Duke's going to score a lot of points, but there are very clear avenues to success offensively for Clemson to win this game. It's just a matter of if you have a healthy enough quarterback to operate and do those, and if they can actually execute. Receivers have to catch the football. That has been a struggle in the short game so far this year. Yeah. A lot of drop screen passes early in the campaign. That can't happen against a defense that allows a lot of yards after the catch. Bring the ball in and make some guys miss.
Yeah. One thing that can't happen is, like when Duke played Cal, they had 178 yards rushing. And they were very, very balanced in that game.
Make them one-dimensional if
you can. Yeah, yeah. When they played Syracuse, they had 235 yards rushing. So if Minson's as good as I think he is, then he's really, really good if the run game is good. So you got to limit the run game. And you go back to, like, the Illinois game. Illinois held Duke to 82 yards rushing. So in that game, Duke scored 19 points. You know, you get the big rushing games at Syracuse and Cal, and they scored 38 and 45. So you got to limit the run game.
If Mensah turns the ball over, it's not going to rattle him. He's going to come out firing on the next drive, and he's not going to care. So a couple turnovers in this game would go a long way to getting Clemson in position to win this one.
Yep.
There is a path. There's a very clear path. They're very talented still, despite what they've shown this year. Can they turn that into an actual concept on the field?
I'm interested. It's homecoming. I'm interested in what the crowd looks like tomorrow.
At noon. A lot of noon games.
Yeah.
Deserved this year.
Yeah, ACC Networks, C-Dub, whatever, you deserve those. But I'm interested to see what the crowd, if they're in it or not tomorrow. And, you know, I know everybody's disappointed in it, but that doesn't mean you can't have fun and go over there and cheer and try to win a football game, you know? Doesn't mean you can't go over there and enjoy a win, maybe, right? And yell and scream and have a good time. I know nothing that you did earlier in the year is going to affect you go over having a good time tomorrow. So I'm interested to see. I don't expect a great crowd. I don't expect a very boisterous crowd tomorrow. Day after Halloween, noon game, you know, if you're coming from Charlotte or Columbia or Charleston, you're going to be coming into town and all that. I don't know, man. I don't know. I would expect a little smaller crowd tomorrow. It's going to be interesting to see, though. And a late arriving crowd tomorrow, maybe. That'd be interesting to see. I have one key. You want me to bring Delvin in now?
Bring him in.
Delvin, good morning. I know you're going to ask. I'll let you ask.
No, I'm going to ask you about LSU. See, I took the shoes.
Oh,
okay. Joking with you. That was the key to the game.
All right. You ready, Sam? The one single biggest key to the game tomorrow, make sure you spell Darian right on the flag behind the banner, on the banner behind the plane tomorrow. When you say, Darian, please come home. And behind the plane on the banner, 5 million. You got to tamper. Clemson coaches, Dabo, go hug Darian Minsah after the game and say, Darian, Death Valley loves you. Let's talk as soon as your season's over. You got to find a way to tamper tomorrow. It's a tamper bowl tomorrow. Fly the plane, man, and coaching staff, get ready to make the offer tomorrow. You got to tamper. You got to go get that done. That's where we're on college football now.
Blank check.
Yeah, the key question is, though, Mickey, is some of the coaching staff going to be there next year.
Yeah, well, Dabo will be. So, Dabo, make the offer, man. Go tamper tomorrow. say, boy, we love you. We love you coming around here.
Yeah, and Mickey, that's a good key. I agree with you. They got to go to the threshold before they do things.
Biggest key.
But I think that so that coach, I agree. So the coach, you said, you already said, so the coach stuff can beat up this year. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And double. Yeah, but Mickey, here's my question. Do you know about LSU with the crazy situation? How much pressure did the governor now just put on the LSU board of trustees and the church committee now?
They didn't even know they were going to do it, and now they got to go find a coach. And they've never hired a coach ever in their lives. Now they got to go find one. That's crazy.
Yeah, how much pressure did he just put on them?
Oh, man, yeah. And with no experience. Oh, it's a bunch of pressure now. Yeah, the governor's kind of – that whole thing, guess what? It's Louisiana politics. Nothing new.
Donald Trump can pick the coach. Really, Donald Trump might go get Bill Belichick.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he'd sign him up.
Because you're friends with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're buddies, huh?
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting who LSU is. If I'm a coach, would you want to go in that situation now?
Well, you don't know who the AD is going to be? You can go work for a guy. You don't even know who's going to be there? You going to let the governor hire you? You got the board of trustees hire you? I don't know, man. I ain't getting involved in that. I'm staying clear of that pool. We ain't getting to that end of the pool. Good stuff,
yeah,
Delvin.
You talking about Penn State and you talking about Mike Echo. I'm taking one name to watch out for here. Nobody's talking about is Patrick Fitzgerald. I think he's going to land somewhere.
Well, I don't know about Penn State, but I'd hire Patrick Fitzgerald at Stanford. You know?
Yeah.
Hire him out there. Get him back in the game.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you, Delvin.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate the phone call. Sam, I don't know who has the plane with the banner behind it. You know, when I was at Clemson, this is a true story. I was at Clemson where they flew the Danny Come Home from Alabama things when Danny Ford was winning here and Alabama was losing. And I saw the plane said, Danny, come home. So, Darian, welcome home. Short break.
Please be loud tomorrow, folks. We're trying to pitch this kid.
We want Darian. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Short break. We'll come back. We've got one open. Did you like my clue? I mean, my key?
Blank check. Please start a chant.
Yeah. Blank check for Darian.
It would be much more effective if we're winning.
Don't boo him tomorrow. When he's at the number 10, you'll see him tomorrow. We'll come back. One open phone line segment when you return after this.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Folks, football season is in full swing, and by now I'm assuming that most of you are already locked into your game day, game week routines. Well, if you're like me, then one of those things that marks your game day routine, no matter if it's college or the NFL, is Underdog. Now, Underdog is so much fun to play. All you do is pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on their stats like passing yards and touchdowns and rushing attempts and things of that nature. You won't regret the choice to play Underdog each and every week because if you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Here's the deal. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Tiger fans, it's football time. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com.
Go Tigers!
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years, Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you did. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931, when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
You want to know something scary, Sam? When you have plumbing issues, don't worry about it. Go to One Tom Plumber. Call the name is the number. One Tom Plumber, the most trusted plumber in the upstate of South Carolina, in the Midlands of South Carolina, and down in Charleston, South Carolina. So when it comes to plumbing, drain cleaning, water damage restoration, any kind of issues you might have, they'll take care of it for you. They're going to do a terrific job for you. The price is the price. And you'll love dealing with them. One Tom Plumber in Charleston, in Columbia, and in Greenville. Clemson grad started this company. You'll love dealing with them, and they're very fair pricing. Think about it. It's One Tom Plumber. All right, a couple of actually, we got a bunch of texts in here. So, texter says, one texter said, Pat Fitzgerald is the coach of winning at Iowa. That's Tiger Hawk Bill and Liberty. I said, that's not true. He goes, no, I hope so. I think his son is playing for Iowa, and I thought he's the analyst for them. No, he's at Loyola, so he's not with them. Texter says, how do you get fit and good fit for irons? I did this yesterday, by the way. So if you know what irons you want, and I knew what irons I wanted, so, and I knew the rep, so the rep went out and helped me. If you know what irons you wanted, a lot of these manufacturers have demo days. You go on their websites to learn more about their demo days. Club Champion does a great job of giving you all the manufacturers. So if you don't know what clubs you want, you can go to Club Champion, and they have a couple different ways you can do it. You can pay them for the fitting, $100, $200, $300, $400, something like that. All their prices on their website. Or if you want to buy it your clubs from them, then you just pay a reduced fitting fee. But they do have a pretty big markup on their clubs. So if you wanted the saving money end of it, just pay them to fit you, and then you take your specs and you order them online or order them through some discount somewhere. You know, we'll pay it that way. So, but I'm going to tell you, man, I'll tell you more about the company I went with yesterday, but it's fantastic. Anyway, Texture says, can Clemson still Duke's quarterback in the portal? Yeah, that's what we're talking about, man. That's it, we talked about this many times now. Is that the guy? You know, if you have first-round draft pick, Sam, they say, with the first pick in the quarterback portal draft, Clemson Tigers select, that's the guy you want? That's the one you're going after?
If you had your pick of the litter, it would be hard to argue against Menso or, like, Damond Williams, Sungapolatele. This kid at Pitt's unbelievable. I mean, there are some pretty good ones if you had your pick of any player in the country at that spot. Menso would be the best one, yeah.
Okay. So that's your top draft pick. That's your $5 million man. Go ahead and make it 6.
Might be more.
Lee Majors was $6 million man. We have the technology. We can rebuild him, so make it 6.
Someone will offer that man a blank check next year. Will Duke be able to retain him? We will see.
We'll see.
But they were smart to get in when they did with him.
Yeah, no doubt. Went down and got Tulane quarterback. Mike is up first in this segment, 654 Roar. One open phone line segment. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Mickey. I actually got in 2 days in a row.
Hey, how about that?
My looks changing.
Yeah, you got it.
I had a question for you, and I'm going to try to tie this all together in quickly because I know you're soon to be at break and you got a lot of guests today. At the end of September this year, after the fourth game, you made the comment on your show one morning that this will not be fixed this year, and it's turned out to be true. Now, I've heard all my life that the most improvement in a college football team is made between week one and week two. Yet here we are headed into week eight, and I still don't see any improvement other than I do believe. Wouldn't most people agree that last week Fazina played a good game, all things considered? Wouldn't that be fair?
Yeah, Vecina played better than we thought he was going to play. How about that?
Okay. But still nothing to get excited about, right?
Nah, I don't think he's the long-term answer. Okay. No.
Okay. So I guess my question is this. Number one, tomorrow, if Klubnik is struggling in the first half, if he's still injured, will we see Fazina or any of the other quarterbacks come in? And will we see different – all the things you and Sam were talking about this morning, how you beat Duke with your offense, will we see different play calls? Will we see different packages? Will we see different this or different that? The point I'm trying to make is everybody keeps talking about this is going to be fixed next year. Dabo's going to jump into the portal. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. Well, if it's not been fixed in 7 games this year, why am I to believe that it will be fixed next year? I'm very confused, and I just I don't know what to think about the future, because based on what I've seen this year and the previous 4 seasons, with the exception of last year, I'm confused about how it's going to get better, and I wanted to get your guys' take on that if I could. I enjoy the show, and I'll hang up and listen, Mitch.
Thank you,
Thanks
Mike.
A lot.
I appreciate the phone call. First and foremost, there is no guarantee it's going to be fixed next year. There is hope it will be fixed next year. But the reason why I said earlier on it's not going to be fixed this year is because this is, first and foremost, a talent issue. And if it was coaching issue, they're not going to go fire the coaches in week five and then go hire some brand new offensive coordinator week five and got to come in. He's got to have time to come in and put his stuff in. But first and foremost, when you've got the secondary that Clemson has and the offensive line that Clemson has, then it's not going to be fixed. It's got to be fixed through talent acquisition. It's much like a poker hand, Sam, that this year you got off-suited 2, 4, 7, 9, and Jack. And so you can try to invent something from that off-suited hand. It's a terrible hand. But for the most part, you're waiting on the next hand, right? You could throw away 3 and try to fit some sort of flush situation maybe. I don't know. Keep the 7, 9, and Jack and hope you get an 8 and a 10 or something like that. But really, you're not going to get anything because it ain't going to happen. Everything's off-suited and it's no face card. We got one face card and you got nothing in to build off of. You got no pairs. You got nothing. So what you're waiting on is the next hand. And the next hand, you're hoping you get a lot better initial cards dealt to you. Or you go acquire additional better cards or whatever.
Yeah, you're certainly going to need an entirely new hand going into next year.
Yeah.
And everything's going to have to change roster construction-wise. I mean, they need new starters in how many positions?
Yeah.
They need more depth. They need better depth, which I think will sort itself out because I think a lot of the backup options on this team are going to hit the portal this offseason.
Yeah.
That feels like a fair thing to assume. You're going to have a lot of new coaches. So presumably you're going to have a lot of different voices in there with a different eye for talent acquisition. Tom Allen figures to basically control everything on the defensive side of the ball as it pertains to adding in the portal and recruiting going forward. So this is going to be the first real offseason on that side where we see some changes based on the coaching staff personnel-wise on that side of the ball. Can they bring in better players who develop under the staff? That did not really happen this year. Perhaps it will next season. You're going to need a quarterback. You're probably going to need another wide receiver or two, I'm guessing. You're going to need some offensive linemen more than likely. A lot has to change. It's going to be a completely different roster going into next year. Can you work and succeed with whatever that roster is the question.
Well, my point there was is that this year, the nickelback, you got to stroll out there.
Ain't good enough.
The safeties, you got to stroll out there.
Not good enough.
The offensive lineman, you got to stroll out there.
Should have been good enough, but haven't been.
So that wasn't going to be fixed in this calendar year.
Offensive line should have been, I think. However, the rest, yes.
They have not played as well, and they've had to shuffle guys' injuries and all that. But everybody's got to do those things. They just weren't good enough. And then the quarterback gets hurt, and then the whatever. But no run game, can't run it. So all that was in there. But the fact is, I just looked up to make sure I'm right saying this. In Texas Hold'em, the worst starting hand is a 2-7 offsuit. And so that's when you just fold it, man. And that's when you just go and hope you get a little better cards next time. So that's what Clemson football is. It's a 2-7 offsuit right now. It ain't going to get better this year.
Beauty is they get to pick their hand next year.
Hopefully.
As it pertains to bringing guys in.
Come home, Darian.
Can we get two banners?
Man, just fly them all around.
Banner on the home side and the visitor side, please.
Yeah, we want Darian.
Maybe 3.
I mean, we let you have Zion Williamson. You can let us have Darian Mensa through this thing. Hey, Mike, great friends at Prime Lending at PrimeLendingSC.com.
I don't think we let them have Zion. They certainly got him, though.
Yeah. I would love to go back and revisit what I said on that show. Anyway, love our great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. My last two mortgages have been, quite frankly, they were pleasurable experiences. I never thought of mortgage being pleasurable experience, but how this team worked and how you get the very best rates and how they work with you on what you need and specifically tailor that for you, you can love it. Prime LendingSC.com. Scott Reimer kicks off hour number 2 right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Running a bit.